5 minutes with music and a message for you. We call them Moments of Melody. I just came across an article titled, An Outstanding Description of the Last Days. Have you ever wondered if these are the last days? Let's read on. A verse from 2 Timothy. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Has there ever been a time when man did not love his own self? It seems that the thought here is not so much man loving self as it is man loving his own kind. This puts a different aspect to this hard-hitting statement of the apostle and pulls it from common usage to an abnormal meaning, men loving their own kind above all else, in contrast to loving God. Has there ever been a time in history where it was so common for men to love themselves and to deify their own kind with reverential awe and admiration? Here's a man who can hit a little white ball farther and better than anyone else, and immediately he's regarded as king of his profession and the idol of millions of golfers who buy his endorsed golf clubs and imitate his swing. Let's think of another ball, the baseball. The player who can knock it out of the park the most often or throw it past the hitters better than the rest can name his own salary. Little boys chew gum and gaze adoringly at the portrait of their slugger, and he becomes a kind of god to the youngster, and many adults too. We could go on to football, the bowling ball, the soccer ball, the tennis ball, and not just sports, the musical world and some other worlds. What Paul saw was the abnormal departure in human values in the last days, putting the creature over the Creator.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, pestilences, and earthquake.
You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days it's going to be very difficult to be a Christian, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be proud and boastful, sneering at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, and thoroughly bad. They will be hard-headed and never give in to others. They will be constant liars and troublemakers, and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel, and sneer at those who try to be good. They will betray their friends. They will be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshiping God. They will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. That was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. There are more verses in the Bible on this subject. Look them up yourself. And then decide, does this describe our times or not? If we're living in the last days, and we ought to know more about what God says of these days and what we should do. We'll find it all in the Bible.